Hello and welcome. My name is Megan Lucky, and this is A Lucky Life. Come along with me as I try and get to know myself better and hopefully help you get to know yourself better too. Hey guys, happy March. I hope you guys all had a great St. Paddy's Day weekend if you celebrated. And if you didn't, I just hope you had a good weekend. If you are watching this on YouTube, you can tell, oh my God. Millie, what are you getting into right now? My underwear? Awesome. Okay, I can say sayonara to that pair. Yep. Anyways, that's my dog eating my underwear. Luckily, I don't love that pair, so that's okay. It's just how my day is going. But back to where I was talking about why I'm in my bed in my pajamas. Basically, I filmed this episode several hours ago, and I was really excited about it, prepped really hard, thought it was really good content, filmed over 40 minutes of content, and then I was going to edit it later. And upon editing it, I realized about 2 minutes in, the audio went completely dead and you can't hear anything I say for the next 35 minutes. So it's gone and whatever. And also, yes, technically these episodes come out every other Tuesday at 6 a.m. But do I have to put it out? I'm my own boss. So technically no, but I feel an obligation to myself and to you to put something out. And to be honest, I feel divinely guided to redo this episode and be so raw with you guys and save that episode for later. The episode was about values and defining your core values, why it's important to do so, what it can help you accomplish, and how to refine them. It was a really good episode. But again, like I said, I'd rather save that because I have been having kind of a rough few weeks of March so far. And I feel like being fucking negative right now. Like, I preach all the time about choosing positivity. I preach all the time about choosing love and happiness and joy and gratitude, feeling the feelings, processing them, and then moving forward. But I am going through it right now, and sometimes life just fucking sucks. Sometimes you have to just ride the wave, and it doesn't feel good. So if you're going through some shit too right now, just know you're not alone. It can be really hard sometimes, and I'm feeling it. This morning when I was supposed to film the podcast, I got in a fight with my boyfriend, and God, it's so hard to talk about that kind of shit because, you know, I want to protect my boyfriend and me and my relationship. It's hard to talk about personal shit going on in your life on the internet, and I don't want to get into it too much, but people fight with their significant others. People fight with their friends. People fight with their families. It's fucking normal. Nobody talks about it. So we all think we have to have perfect relationships and be perfect people all the time. And so then we become people pleasers and we're fake. And obviously I'm very charged right now and I'm having a hard time, but I am not going to pretend. I'm not going to pretend that I'm this little Miss Wisdom, peace, Buddha, love right now, because I'm not. I've been crying nonstop for the last like 3 weeks. Ugh, and I'm a life coach. I'm a yoga teacher. I have this podcast all about how to create your best life for yourself. But I am struggling. And I want to talk about that. Sometimes life just fucking sucks. Sometimes it's really fucking hard. And that just is what it is, and it sucks. Sometimes you got to ride it out, and sometimes you can't really find the bright side, and it's a lot harder to do so, but you will come out on the other end. And I know I will, but I'm struggling right now. if I'm being so honest, if I'm being so for real. Over the last few weeks, I feel that I have kind of fallen into some old habits. I kind of feel like I'm people pleasing, trying to be in a million places at once. I feel like a lot of my social plans have revolved around alcohol, which is okay sometimes. But again, balance is so important. And I feel like it's been too much. And I really need some me time. I really need to restore the balance. It's also hard because I live with my parents. I split my time at home with my parents, visiting my boyfriend, and in New York City where I work at my job. So I'm really positive and I'm really grateful most of the time for being able to save money and live at home in this transitional phase of my life. And I've been trying to learn so much from living at home and be taking advantage of the time that I have to dive into my passion projects. I'm doing a lot of things that are really great for me, but I'm in a rut a little bit. I feel like God is testing me. I feel like I'm being challenged. I feel like, and I've been saying this recently, I feel like in a lot of ways, a lot of the things that were really hard for me to go through when I was younger are kind of coming back into my life in a different way, full circle, as a way to gauge my growth, to see how far I've come, to use the tools and skills that I've learned now so that I can deal with these challenges differently. And I feel like I kind of need to give you an example of that. And there's a lot of things that I'm not willing to divulge just yet on the internet. It's so hard. I want to like protect so many people. I want to protect myself and like my quote unquote reputation, even though I feel like if I have a reputation, it's probably not a good one. So what am I protecting anymore? I'm having a hard time telling my story while keeping so many things close to my vest at the same time. Like, I want to write a book about my life, and writing is easier than having a podcast because you can really curate it and make sure you're saying exactly what you want to say. But when you're churning these episodes out weekly or bi-weekly, it's a lot harder to do that. It's a lot harder to be vulnerable in the way that you want to and not divulging too much where you might not want to later on. So I'm struggling with that. I'm also struggling even starting writing my book. I have a lot of fears that I'm still unpacking. Sometimes you're going to go through periods where it's not just a hard day, but it's a hard week, and the hard week becomes a hard month. And you have to get back on the horse, and it feels really hard, and it feels like you regressed so much. And that's something that we need to talk more about. And I think I don't do a good enough job about that on here. I think I sometimes am raw. I sometimes am vulnerable, but not as much as I really could be. And I really mean that. And I need to do a better job of like, look, I'm not okay right now. Like, I'm not doing my best. I'm feeling really down. And it's okay. And it happens. And it's real life. Sometimes you get depressed and sometimes you fall off the horse. But the reality is there's no one coming to save you. And you have to get yourself back on the horse. Sometimes it's going to suck and sometimes it's going to feel really fucking hard. And sometimes you just have to wallow in self-pity for a little while. But eventually you will know and trust that you will get back on that fucking horse. I don't feel like I'm there yet. I will be soon. I want to be, but I'm not there yet. Sometimes I just want to drink my feelings away. Sometimes I want to escape and run away and not feel things. And I am the queen of intellectualizing my feelings and preaching how important it is to feel your feelings, to process and not suppress. But guess who needs that advice the most? This bitch right here. Yeah, I am not good at feeling my feelings. Plot twist. But still hire me if you need a life coach. I'm kidding and I'm not. I have a really hard time feeling my own feelings. And recently, like I said, the last few weeks I've been crying nonstop. But I had a moment recently where I was pondering love and what it means to love someone. And I don't just mean in my relationship. I mean in my family and my friendships. Unconditional love is profound. And if you take anything away from this podcast, I guess this is one piece of wisdom that you can take away. The hardest thing that I have discovered about love is, and this goes multiple ways, not just from my perspective, but from other people's perspective onto me. The hardest thing about love is accepting and loving someone despite them taking quote unquote the wrong path or making choices that you see are going to hurt them in the long run, and you want to shake them and say, no, don't go that way, or I will want so badly to take away your pain and do this work for you or choose this life for you. But you cannot control people. You cannot force people to take the path in life that you want them to take, no matter how good and pure your intentions are for them. You cannot yell at them into taking the path that you want them to take. You cannot take their pain away for them. You can be there, you can encourage them, you can support them. But if they are not willing to take that path, that is their choice. And it is your choice whether or not to love them and stick around for it, whether you set boundaries or you cut them out altogether. It is your choice to be there for them or not. And there is no shame if that choice really hurts you. And so you have to remove yourself or you have to set firm boundaries with that person. There's no shame in that. You need to put yourself first and you need to prioritize your life path. But it is very, very painful to kind of come to that realization that people are not going to choose the right path. And you're going to have to make that hard decision whether or not you want to accept them or if you want to move on away from them if that path is interrupting yours. So I have been going through some shit with that recently. Look, love is fucking hard. Love is hard, whether it's loving your family, loving your spouse, your significant other, loving your best friends, loving yourself. It's a journey, especially if you weren't blessed with naturally secure attachment styles in what you grew up with or whatever. It is a journey for most of us. I will say that. It's a journey for most of us to navigate on our own. We don't learn about it in school, and everybody kind of stumbles and everybody kind of like slips and slides their way to figuring all these things out on their own. And don't let anybody sell you on the fake fairy tale that everything should be perfect all the time, because it's not. And that is not doing us a service. It is doing us a disservice, because then we all go in with these crazy expectations of what we think love and family and all these things should look like. And we place these expectations on others and ourselves that we can never live up to, because it's impossible for multiple brains to be in alignment at all times. Different minds have different thoughts and different values and different perceptions of the world. And you have to learn how to navigate that. And it's difficult. Like I said, I had a fight with my boyfriend today. I had a fight with my parents a couple weeks ago. And it's been a lot. It's been draining me emotionally. I feel hurt. I feel sad. I feel pressure to keep being the best version of myself at all times, or else I won't be loved or accepted. And it's rewiring those narratives and choosing myself, showing up for myself, setting boundaries where I need to. But it is a lot. It's a lot. and I'm having a hard time. And I think I've said enough on that front for now. But let's pull a tarot card like the good old days to see what message the universe wants for us to know. Because by God, do I need a sign and a message. And I need a little bit of reassurance. Are you serious? I got the death card. I'm going to cry. And whenever I read other people's tarot, or even when I read it on this podcast, I always find the bright spot of the tarot card, even if it's a really dark one. And I say, like, what can you learn from this? What does this teach you about your inner truth? How can we get to the other side that is positive? And that's true. But again, I don't even want to look at it like that right now. But you know what? It kind of checks out. The death card is all about endings. And like I said, I feel like a lot of things in my life are kind of coming full circle. And there's a lot of cycles coming to a close right now, which is a good thing. It really is. But it's also a scary thing. It's also a sad thing. I feel that I need the death card in a lot of ways, even if I really sucks to see it. I'll read it. Just why not? Closure and transformation. No one loves the sight of a death card in a reading. I told you. We spend most of our lives denying death altogether. So when this card appears, it's easy to get frightened or think it's bad. Don't let the drama distract you from the message. Something in your life needs to end. It needs closure. This will happen voluntarily or involuntarily. Either way, you will feel a positive transformation begin after the initial forms of suffering have passed. So many questions, not always enough answers. Harsh truth, it is black and white. Wow, that's profound. Not as scary as it seems at first. It is a comfortable, inevitable energy that brings great transformation. Sometimes we choose our endings, and sometimes they're forced upon us. Oh boy. I'm sorry for the negative energy, but I'm also not, because I want to be real with you. This is life, and I wouldn't be authentic to me if I gave you any other version of me right now. So, if you're going through it, I feel for you right now. I feel you. And even as someone who has all the tools where I should be fine, like I said, I'm a yoga teacher. I'm a life coach. I have a self-help podcast. I read a million self-help books, listen to a million self-help audiobooks, podcasts, and whatnot. And I have a lot of great things going for me in my life right now, but I still fall off the horse. I still have shitty days. So I'm sorry if you came to this podcast looking for a how-to, looking for a dose of wisdom and positivity, and you didn't get that this time. So for that, I'm sorry. I hope you guys can let yourselves have some shitty days and get back on the horse when you're ready. I'm right there with you, baby. All right. I'm hoping that next episode will be more positive and cheery and wise. But for now, this is me. I love you, and I'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Hello and welcome. My name is Megan Lucky, and this is A Lucky Life. Come along with me as I try and get to know myself better, and hopefully help you get to know yourself better too.